Hey guys, Dil here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't. Yes, welcome back to the minis. So good to talk to you all again and be back. How are you, Willie?
I'm really good, Dilly.
Will and friends. How are you, my boy?
I'm so good.
Good to see you. I haven't seen you for bloody yonks.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen you since last year.
You're so funny, Dylan.
No, it's been a hot minute since I've been back on the minis. But
he's blowing up. We're going to talk about modeling. We're going to talk about him blowing up in a minute. He's done some freaking cool shit. How are you, SD? You well?
I'm well, brother. A little impromptu more green shoots before.
Yeah, we did. We had a good one. We've got something dropping, which we'll talk about soon. And very special guest today.
First time
on the minis. This legend that's been working with us for how long now, Shay?
Since the end of October.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been freaking memorable. Yeah. It's been very good. It's been good fun.
I joined the week after grand final.
You did, but you were at grand final. You've been in and out for a while though. You've been a friend of the show. Hey, so Shay, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Shay, sorry.
Yeah, we'll clap. I feel like everyone gets clapped in first though. I like clapping.
So Shay is working a producer with Zach. Well, what are you doing here again? No, but like, what's the title?
What are you?
We don't really have any titles,
Think I made my own title. Partnerships manager.
That's it.
So I work with Zach. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Manager, love that.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
So Shay is doing an incredible job working with Zach. I know what job Shay's doing, but I didn't know what the title was.
Yeah, the working title.
What the working title
is. What I named myself.
What you know, and that's pick your own. Here.
It's your own
sort
destiny.
Of like do your own. Sean's given himself creative director.
Yeah. Was just going to come in a couple of days
like,
and
I'm in.
draw pictures and make hats.
I don't even know what mine is. It's sort of weird because when I send him out, I've got director, but it's like.
Are you GM? Nah.
I think Adam's.
But I think Baldy's GM.
Baldy's.
I think his foot is GM.
We really need to sort out the org structure.
Anyway, great to have you a part of it, Shane. Also, great to have you on the minis today. What's news?
Tell us
a bit about yourself.
My name's Shay, ASL.
Yeah, ASL, ASX location.
I am 32 years old.
No way.
Mother of two?
I'm a mother of two. I have an 18-month-old and a nearly three-year-old daughter.
Wow.
Daughters. You might recognize my voice a little bit because my sister Monica also works for Clubby Sports and she is often on these minis.
Yes.
Not me. So thank you so much for having me.
Shay's sister and mine are sisters, if that didn't.
Yeah,
I think everyone got it. Yeah.
Siblings.
Siblings.
Yeah, we like to keep it in the family.
It is. It's a very tight-knit place here, which is cool. But no, it's great to have you a part of it.
Thank you.
Today, and everyone's already loving you. I can sense it from. Yeah, waves.
Look calmer than Mon.
Yeah, Mon's.
I'm not as erratic.
Mon's. Just share a bit. While we're actually on this topic of Mon, she puts off this persona of this like nice, innocent girl.
Mm.
What's like, what was the actual relationship like growing up?
She's like typical middle child.
Yeah, okay.
So she is in the between myself and our little brother. She's actually 5.5 years younger than me. So there was a fair gap as we were growing up, which actually maybe made the relationship even worse at times.
Yeah.
Like she would spy on me constantly.
Really?
And like I'm talking like I'm like mid-teens and she's like 9. Like how annoying.
Yeah, in that age you're not wanting.
And then she'd write like in her little diary like things that she'd like like I'd be just like hanging out in my room.
Like snitching on you.
FBI.
We have a running joke.
She's got a case file on you.
Yeah. She probably does. And she'd have that much dirt on me just from my – but I will say I was actually the good kid. We have a running joke in our family because she is the only one that's ever been brought home in the back of a divvy van.
Oh, she got arrested.
What? Yeah. Nah, she didn't get arrested.
Oh, okay.
She was young and she snuck out and there was
what?
Like,
what?
Yes.
Mon.
We grew up in Upway, doing that so shit, man.
Play the siren.
It was obviously fuck, wild, man. Wild outer eastern suburbs. Yeah. But there was a fight at the skate park.
Oh.
And
you went down to sort of give some.
Yeah.
Were you there still doing some kickflips and stuff?
I think I was there. Yeah, nice. Think about it. Yeah.
She had snuck out with one of her friends and my dad was home at the time. I don't think mum was. And dad had no idea. Like he went to answer the phone. Not answer the phone. He went to answer the door in like the middle of the night. And there was the police at the front door with my sister and her friend.
That's scary.
Where are we?
Have you ever snuck out?
No. I'm a middle child and I tried to bend the rules, but sneaking out was never my thing.
Yeah.
Because I knew mum would come down with the hammer.
I was such a nerd. Yeah.
I never did it at my own house, but it was more of like you're staying at a mate's house.
Yeah, because then like you don't get in trouble for that. I feel like the rules go out the window quite literally when you when you're.
I could never sneak out. My best mate though, to this day and growing up, we used to go to his house all the time, and his dad had him when he was like 17.
Yeah.
So he was like our football coach growing up and everything, and he was more of a friend than a dad.
Yeah.
It was so funny because, like, we used to be at our place, my house, and you'd be, like, with your parents. Then you'd go there and it's just, like, you're, like,
free
living.
For all.
It's just, like, whatever you wanted to do sort of thing. Yeah. And it gets to, like, a time I was late. We're staying there and, like, we're like, oh, we're going to sneak out. We're like, no, you just walk out the front door. Like, it's not really.
The door's open.
Like, it's not really, just like, come sneaking back eventually. Out. It's just, like, you're just out.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy, though.
Nah.
Did some crazy shit.
You think you did, and then you look back at it, you're like, nothing. Oh my God, I went to the primary school at 11 o'clock at
threw
night.
Threw some eggs at some, like, signs. It's pretty cool. But kids these days, fuck, they're getting up to some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, like, killing each other. You know, no, seriously.
Crazy stuff.
It's like year six is vaping and everything, so.
Yeah.
Really? God. Just like, yeah.
Does that scare you, Dill, being a parent?
Yeah, Angie.
This is not a parent podcast, but it scares me.
Yeah, it's.
Like, it terrifies me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Do you think about it often? Like, or just, like. Do you think, like, okay, like, they're going to be addicted to phones or more than what we are? Or, like, what could actually be the technology at that point?
Yes.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and I think also because we're, like, a generation, like, millennials, where we have actually experienced the introduction of that craze and that whole technological development, that we're, like, the last generation that really knows both lives.
100%.
Of no
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, I do think about that a lot, like, having kids and you're, like, you're sort of going to know what, they're doing things might change by then. They probably will, and you'll lose touch. But it's going to be definitely closer than what our parents were to when
100%. Which hopefully is a good thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's crazy. Like the whole thing, even letting your kids walk to school by themselves and stuff. I'm like, fuck. I just don't know.
It's terrifying. Don't
know. But you got to let them. I don't know. I don't know the answers to that yet. But we're off topic.
Yeah, we are.
Will, talk us through your sort of explosion over the last sort of 6 months. Where are you at now? I'm like in the world. I'm surprised you're still hanging out with us.
What's your follower count?
Not in like LA or something.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
25K maybe?
23.
23.
Wow. Let's get him to 25.
So early doors when I first came in as intern, Will, I think I was sitting around 3.5. And
oh, really? That's unbelievable, man.
Whoa. Has there been anything in particular? Like you've had the plane videos have gone bonkers. Are they the biggest ones?
The plane videos are now like second place to the cricket videos because there was one cricket video that still ticks over to this day. Like it'll just hit an algorithm and just like people are.
What's it at?
It's on 16.6 million.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. Which one's that? Is that the one where you guys are playing with the bats in the.
Yeah, in Rebel Sport and like it's.
16 million.
It's funny how spontaneous videos can just blow up.
Yeah.
Because we did a similar one when we went to the F1 in Adelaide. Carl Cox was DJing and we were like doing the cricket shots while we were dancing. That's on about 8.9 million.
Wow.
And like international cricketers were getting around it on Twitter.
It's such an interesting space at the moment. We need, that's really cool.
So do you just see like, say that video goes nuts. Do you just wake up and it's like, bang, extra 100 followers, bang, 200 followers? Or does it just, do you kind of notice it grow or is it more like a steady like day by day?
Well, to start off with, it was more like a few hundred every time you checked and then, just went nuts.
That's elite, man. Good stuff, mate. Good things happen to good people.
Amen. He's killing just it. Like Willie Boy.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. anyway, a few little updates here, guys. Perth, big shout out to Perth. Thank you so much for that. That went a little bit crazier than we expected. We sold out in 30 minutes for our live show. Unfortunately, we're trying to put another one on, but it's just going to work that we've only got the one show capacity on that night. But please don't worry, there's going to be so many more chances that we can do something, catch up, and we want to get to see you guys there. So bear with us. Next week, Moff, Darcy and I will jump on the mini and sort of talk through that. We'll post it on Instagram and stuff too. But there'll be a run club. There's going to be a really cool meetup session at Ollie where we're going to like launch the t-shirt, have some music, have some food, have a bit of a shindig, and then a few other little bits and pieces too. But I'm really excited for all three of those things. The live show, obviously, the meetup at Ollie, and the run club's going to be sick. So yeah, it'll be cool. Really, really cool. Really excited for that. Quickly while we're on it, Adelaide, gather around.
ADL.
Going to be mint, trying to get Big Willy Boy over there too, but it's really looking cool at the moment for this live show gather around. We've got a bigger capacity than Perth, so we made
proper
it.
Proper theatre action.
Full theatre action, yeah. Like show.
Jeez.
So at the moment, Dylan, Footy and Friends, Dylan Friends and Kick It Forward and a few other little things we just can't announce yet, but we're working on, which would be a really cool show. Please get in quick for that one if you're there. We're actually going to push back the golf event that was going to be at Gather Round. Because we're doing something. There's something in the works. Yeah. 2 weeks later that something else is happening, if you can read between the lines.
In a key sporting field
in a similar
area. A key sporting field
in like a similar sport to Moore Greens.
Yeah.
That could be the same sport.
That
there's
travels
something else
the world.
Happening in Adelaide that has an event there.
So it's in Adelaide?
It's in Adelaide 2 weeks later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm starting to put two and two together.
Yeah. So it's the same sport a little bit later.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
I'm really getting it now.
You're seeing what we're putting down.
Yeah, I'm seeing. But keep it on the hush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying
Live
it.
Live it up.
Oh.
And see what happens in
Live
the next
large.
Couple of weeks. Yeah.
Live large.
We're living large.
When do your Gather Round live show tickets go on sale?
Ooh, that's a good question, Shabay.
It's okay, in the next 2 weeks.
Very soon. Sean's doing all the assets at the moment. We're just getting locked in with a couple of talent. To go live with, and then we're going hard. So that, stay tuned on that. That'll
sell out quick.
We're hoping it does. If it's anything like the Perth show, it will, which is really cool.
How do you feel about the theatre?
It's going to be sick. So we're doing it in like a theatre, like full like show sort of setup, which is going to be cool. And in Adelaide too, we're going to have the run club and a few other bits and pieces as well. But yeah, make sure you get to the live show, and we'll maybe next week we'll have more information on both of them to go
for
live with. There, just wary of talking about anything that Baldy will get upset with me about. And last but not least, in terms of the notice board, this is a notice board segment where we'll just talk about a few notice boards items.
Right.
Moore Greens drop on Sunday night.
Yeah, boy.
We've been waiting for this one for ages. Caps, new caps, bags, tees.
That's it.
Sunday night, we're sick and really excited about it. Now, moving on. Enough of that boring shiznit. What have you guys been watching lately? Because we were talking about something before, Willie Boy.
Love a Stalker Killer.
Oof.
I watched that with Mum. Mum and I love murder mysteries.
Yeah.
Mm. And that one stood out.
How good was it put together?
Oh, it was so good.
Because, like,
so
it's one
good.
Of those ones where you think you know what's happening, but then you're like, oh, maybe no. And then you're
I
like,
won't, I won't lie. I picked up on it really quickly.
Same.
Like, most of
you and I are a bit more advanced.
Yeah.
Than, like,
we're just like the top
cinema
two.
Guys.
Yeah, top
Because these two would have probably.
No, I understood it at all. Like, yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
I'm bad. I like to ask Dan questions the whole time we watch it.
It's funny because, like, we're watching it for the first time together.
Yeah, so. I need things spelt out.
That's really good. But to give context, it's like about what the title pretty much says.
Yeah, it's about
love, a stalker murder.
Yeah, about a guy who's trying to find love, uses online dating in early 2000s or late.
Yeah.
Late 90s.
And then finds a bit of a stalker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty hectic. Check it out. What about you two? Seen anything lately?
Well, on the same kind of path, I'm going to get the name wrong, but Will, if you're into this genre, you might have watched it as well. Is it like American Horror?
Yeah, American Nightmare or something
Nightmare.
Like that. Is that the one where the guy kills his family?
Okay. No.
That's another one. There's another one.
It's similar.
Are you talking about the one where the Gone Girl pretty
Gone
much in
Girl,
real life?
Yes. Yeah. It's like a real life Gone Girl situation, but it's not. And it's so twisty and turny. And it's obviously it's a true three-part story.
That one's a three-parter.
Yeah. Really captivating. And like crazy the way that like the police system works over in the States and like California. Crazy.
Yeah. So that one was, I'll get the name up of it. I'm jumping on Netflix now, but I'm pretty sure it's called American Nightmare.
Yes. Yeah, because it's nothing, like it's a very generic name
for
what it is.
Yeah. It's if anyone's seen the movie Gone Girl, it's actually quite similar to that, but in real life.
Yeah. Good watch. Good watch. Netflix.
True. I've been kind of boring, but just rewatching The Office again. Are you guys Office fans?
Man,
it's terribly boring, but I just—it's like a comfort show.
I love the show, but
it's US just, or UK?
US.
US.
Yeah. But like, it's just background noise.
I watch the shit out of that.
Yeah, so do I.
Like, good. It's so good, and it's the—it's one of the easiest things to throw back on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even get to like the end of all the seasons. I just go back from the start and rewatch it all over again.
Me and you both, we should watch it together.
How good's not to spoil it because it's like 19 seasons long and etc. But the end of that. When, Michael...
comes back?
Oh. No, when he... Well, I don't even know where. It might be in the middle of the season. You know when he leaves the first time? When he actually leaves for good.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
Yeah. He fakes out.
He goes, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then Jim's like, if we were to get that lunch tomorrow, I'd tell my boss.
It's a nice scene.
And I'm like... oh, that's like such a good scene.
Because there's also the moment in that scene where they run to the airport and they both don't have microphones on. So you actually don't know what they're saying to each other, like Pam and Michael right at the end of the airport. And then it like pans off and they hug and they cry. And like,
that's
when
he's... on purpose?
Yeah.
It's good. It's good storytelling.
It's fucking fantastic.
Because, I feel like it's good storytelling because Pam... has sort of been creeped out by Michael for a lot of the time that she's been working with
him. Yeah.
But then quickly realises when she goes to the airport that she actually loves him as a boss.
Mate, is it true that they're doing a new one of that?
There's meant to be an Australian one.
Oh, my God.
Australian version of The Office.
An Australian version?
Wow.
Maybe I should just do it here. There's a bit of Michael sometimes about you too.
Maybe we should do an Office segment.
All right, who do you think would be a Dwight in this office?
Oh.
Is he the tall guy?
He's the nerdy. The nerdy one.
Yeah, it's super interesting character.
I think we're all thinking it's going to have to be Sam, wouldn't it?
Sam's a Dwight.
It's going to have to be Sam.
Oh, boy.
I mean, he's got the glasses. So
I'm Jim. I'd definitely be Jim.
How are you not Michael?
You're the boss.
Oh, you would be. You would want to be the
boss. All right, I'm Michael.
Baldy? What's Baldy running up at? I think Jim has to be kind of like almost Moth or Darcy.
Yeah, Jim would be Moth maybe or Darcy.
Or Darcy.
Moth. Yeah. Single Moth.
Yep.
Yeah. Who am I?
Pam?
No, you're not Pam. You're
Meredith?
Which
one's Meredith? No, I was going to say you're the really...
Creed?
No.
You guys have to show me photos of these people.
No.
Meredith really, is the...
What's a girl's name that is in love with Brian?
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Kelly.
I love Kelly.
Good backtrack from the accountant.
No.
I don't know. I might be Andy. I'd almost just want to be Creed for the hell of it.
You're Oscar Martinez.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good series. I worry when Australia gets their hands on these things.
Yeah,
like,
could butcher
is it going to be awesome or just terrible?
Probably terrible.
Yeah.
You'd hope that it's good, but...
It's like when America got their hands on... Has anyone seen The Inbetweeners?
Yes.
America tried to get their hands on The Inbetweeners.
And it's really a British comedy.
Really?
Like they tried to make it like a high school thing and tried to pretty much replicate the first episode with the pilot episode of the US one.
That's hard.
Went in the bin straight
away. I'd have to say, if I could only ever watch one... sort of like countries TV shows ever again, so like UK, US or Australian, like I don't understand. I go UK. I think UK have the best,
the dryness of it.
Oh, but even their true crime, their comedy, their series, like you think of even like Top Boy as well, and like all of those. Oh, they're incredible.
Agree.
Last but not least, hey, Apple feedback from last week on the fruits.
Oh, yeah.
What did you sense from favourite fruits last week?
Just got a few messages about how much people dislike apples, or at least they don't think they're relative to being in like a top. I mean, top three, like reflecting, I still stand by it, but just a lot of people not getting around apples.
They're too common.
Top three fruits?
Yeah, but it's
like
a staple.
Anyone can eat an apple.
What do you like, Shane?
Mine were pineapple, kiwi fruit.
Exotic fruits.
Right? And I think it was a balance between cherries
Oh, I love cherries.
Right? Like, go for the fruits that you know, a little harder to get.
Yeah, okay.
Well, mate, green apples suck.
I'm a little bit exotic, but it's like mango, strawberries, blueberries. But
that is exotic.
That is exotic.
The best thing to just eat and take with you are banana or apple. So versatile.
What kind of apple?
That's what I said about bananas too. Like, they're not in my favourite tasting fruit, but they're probably the one that I ingest the most because it's just so like, hey, here's a hit of a banana.
You eat it for like a brekkie replacement, an energy bar, a smoothie enhancer. Like, they're so versatile.
Just like, here you
banana.
Go. Have some magnesium. Yeah. No cramping for you.
Wow.
Cramp free.
Do you know what I want to just do quickly to finish up, and we'll take this into next week too? I asked you guys before the show to have a think about this, but favorite three animal, sort of just off the top of your head that you can have a think about. This is really hard because I've got one special mention as well, which is tough and why I like it. So number one would have to be an elephant.
Okay.
Like, why? Just think about it.
Stature?
Like, it's fucking huge.
Big
like,
animal.
Like, they're so big. Mm-hmm. Like, that big trunk.
They own it.
They're just
are they the biggest animal?
Creatures. Nah, because there'd be whales and stuff bigger.
True.
In the ocean.
Like land animals.
Yeah, land animals, I'm assuming they are. Just love them. I think they're so cool. And I think that thing, like the memory of an elephant, like they have like very long memories and they're very like tribe driven. Just love them. Mm-hmm. Second, this is really hard, by the way, as I'm asking it. I love orcas.
Oh.
Orcas?
Like,
oh, really?
Just,
I feel like they're a bit evil.
They are, but they're just a fascinating animal. Like, if you've ever seen blackfish and stuff, like how they hunt together and, oh, they're so scary. Like, there's probably nothing more I'm scared of animal-wise than an orca, like being in the water with an orca.
Interesting.
They are. They're fucked. They're so scary.
There's some, like, videos out there, like viral videos of, like, people, like surfers, and then it's just, like, an orca tailing them, and they have no idea. It's just this drone, like, above them.
Orcas, oh my God, they just get me sweaty even thinking about it. I was going to go another one, but I'm thinking to break it up a little bit out of the area of one that's already there. I'd say gorilla as well.
Ooh, okay.
Like,
have that in there too.
Just how they're
your
just
ancestor.
Incredible. Like, gorillas, I just love them. And special mention to the giraffe.
Shout out
cute.
Giraffes.
Yeah.
Cute giraffes.
Yep.
Stand tall.
Thank
I
you.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's up?
Okay. So I had a dog, obviously dogs, man's best friends, easy one.
Yeah.
Two, I had gorillas as well.
Ooh.
Like, I think when I was a kid, you go to the zoo, you see the gorillas.
They're pretty cool.
Like, just cool, like, I don't know, fucking gorillas are sick.
Yeah.
Three was one I'm actually low-key terrified of is snakes. I hate snakes. Snakes scare I just fucking hate the idea
I'm
of snakes.
Everything,
I actually really like snakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, if there was a snake there, I don't know what it is, but like, I'm scared of fucking, like, claustrophobia. You know, walking out, like anything I'm scared of, but snakes are just not one of them.
I just feel like that you just don't know what they're going to do.
But
they also,
like, you could just boot them out of the way. Like, they're not, they don't just come and attack.
But no, I'm talking more like you're walking through, like, not to bring it back to golf, but you're walking through, like, long rough at a golf course. Snakes could be under there. You don't really know.
Stomp.
You could stomp.
Stomp.
I mean, in theory, now thinking about it, maybe they aren't that terrifying. Mm. But yeah, I just think maybe, like, they could just
come
at you.
They're very slithery and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
do you respect them?
I do. So I have this weird, like, you know, like a guilty pleasure that you, like, watch on Instagram?
No.
One of my things is watching this weird dude that goes around, like, trying to search for an enormous anaconda in the wild.
Yeah.
And he just will just, like, go into a wood and just, like, grab it, pick it up, look at it, and, like, because it makes me feel like, oh, like, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I think I've got the same, but I'm not terrified of them. But my algorithm at the moment is also, like, random snake videos of, you know, these snakes popping up in random places in people's houses and they just, like, fall from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
But mostly in Queensland, so we're safe.
Yeah.
Good
what
one.
Are your three?
Good one. I had whale, but maybe blue whale.
Oh, blue whale's
okay.
Just because they're humongous, but they're also so cute and, like, they're mammals, beautiful. But they, like, just, you know, like, their little babies swim under them.
They
cute.
Are beautiful.
Platypus.
Cool one.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking weird.
Yeah, they are.
They are weird.
They lay eggs, but they feed their babies milk. It's like the only animal in the world that does it, I think.
Interesting.
I might be wrong.
No, it's verbatim.
There we go. That's your favorite word.
And then black cockatoos. Because they made...
That's a fucking
black cockatoo.
Right? It's a bit left of field.
Yeah.
Does anyone hate birds here?
I'm not a massive fan of birds.
I love birds.
TBH. I don't like the flapping around.
Also erratic.
They're very erratic. Yeah. I'd rather... I'm not... God, I don't know if I go that far, but I'd say I'd rather nearly get stuck in a room with a snake than a fucking flapping around bird.
I was going to say dogs and gorillas as well, but I've changed my topic. Shock horror. Number one, tiger.
That's such a good one.
I feel like a tiger just,
king of the jungle.
Yeah, when you think of a tiger, you think of, like, power and,
they are.
Strength.
They are.
Speed.
Just your traditional yellow and black tiger.
Like yellow and black. Snow tigers are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're pretty sick.
But they don't do as much as just a regular tiger.
Isn't it so weird that a lot of tigers are in the Indian jungle? Mm-hmm. Is it Indian Pakistan where a lot of that's where most tigers are?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I want to say yeah.
Mm. Crazy.
Yeah, like
number
Asia.
Two.
Asia, that funnel.
That big continent.
Yeah, it's bloody incredible.
Number two is the red panda. Because they're just so small and cute, and like videos of red pandas just like walking up and like sticking their arms out. It's just like some of the
you want to hug them.
Yeah, you just want to hug them.
Yeah,
like they're just so cute and cuddly. Red panda. And then number three, giraffe, just because it's funny.
Giraffes, giraffes are sick. Have you ever seen two giraffes go at each other with the neck?
The neck is swinging.
It's actually hard to watch.
It's just
full on.
But they're just like nice animals. Like if any of the animals had like personality, they'd just be the nicest one in Africa.
Yeah.
It's like a, it's like
they're herbivores, aren't they, as well?
Herbivores.
Herbivores?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what I said?
I thought you said herbivores.
No, herbivores. He's eating leaves and stuff.
Just being nice and stuff.
Yeah, let us know, guys. What else are some animals out there that you really like?
And why?
Rhinos has to have sick.
A valid, rhinos are sick. Hippopotamuses reason. Are also really
cool.
They're scary, though.
The
hippos are
like...
The
cool.
Yeah, I heard a really story about... Someone was telling this at a Bucks party in the weekend, but someone was telling a story about they know someone who's had a family eaten by a hippo.
Yeah, I think it's actually really... Yeah. I mean, not... I think it's common in Africa. Like, they're vicious.
I'd love to know, and maybe we'll put this out to the audience, hit us up on DMs or mailbag@dylanfriends.com if you know, but what animal is actually responsible for the most amount of human
being eaten?
Deaths. Ooh,
good one. Because I don't think
it's,
if people go to sharks, I actually don't think it is
mosquitoes?
Sharks. Probably.
Well, from like, malaria? From like a disease.
My snakes, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, it's probably hippopotamuses.
Yeah, it could be hippos.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, see you next week.
Good pod.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, guys.